Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. More local events can also be found on Sudbury.com's events page. SWC's Thrifty Thursday, January 25th, Sudbury Women's Center, SWC, will host their monthly Thrifty Thursday, January 25th, an initiative aimed at helping women, girls, and gender-diverse individuals access essential needs in times of struggle. The community is invited to thrift at SWC's My Sister's Closet boutique. All of the proceeds go towards providing clients with basic needs items, including hygiene products. The next Thrifty Thursday event will run from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at SWC, located at 174 Douglas Street, Suite 201. If participants bring a new, unused hygiene item, such as shampoo, body wash, toothpaste, etc., they will be entered into a draw to win a relaxing bath prize pack. To participate in Thrifty Thursday, or for more information about SWC and its initiatives, visit www.sudburywc.ca or contact Carolyn Glasby at carolyn.glasby@sudburywc.ca or call 705-673-1916, ext. 104. Place des Arts Library Boutique Opening, January 26th. Place des Arts Library Boutique will officially open its doors January 26th, and they are inviting the community to join them in unveiling the official name of the bookstore and the outline of its annual programming. The event will be held in the Place des Arts foyer from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and will include a trivia game leading up to the reveal of the official name of the bookstore. The idea came from the Nami Ta Library Boutique Name the Bookstore competition, and the unveiling event will also be an opportunity to present the bookstore's programming. Located on the ground floor of Place des Arts du Grand Sudbury, the Library Boutique offers a selection of French-Canadian, Quebec and international books for adults, youth and French learners, as well as educational materials, games in French for the whole family, and stationery items. Attendees are asked to confirm their attendance on Facebook or by email at library-boutique@maplacedesarts.ca. Church of the Epiphany Book Sale, January 26-28. The Church of the Epiphany's annual gigantic book sale takes place January 26-28. The event runs Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The church is located in downtown Sudbury at 85 Larch Street, phone 705-675-2279. Comedy Show, January 27th. Top Glove Boxing is putting on a comedy night fundraiser January 27th. The event features John Laster, a comedian and actor. The event takes place at 147 Lorne Street starting at 7 p.m. Tickets cost $45, and include wine and finger foods. Phone 705-805-2699. Freed from Need, SCTC, We Are All the Same Beneath the Stars Gala, January 27th. Sudbury Center for Transitional Care, SCTC, has paired up with Freed from Need to host their We Are All the Same Beneath the Stars fundraising gala January 27th, a chance to celebrate their victories and those of their clients. The galas will include a buffet dinner, a chance to listen to keynote speakers, bid on items in a silent auction, and then dance the night away. Tickets are $100 per person or $750 per table, and a portion of the ticket cost will allow the clients of the center to attend the gala. The gala begins at 5:30 p.m. at the United Steelworkers Hall, 66 Brady Street. Tickets are available at www.sudburyctc.com. GNO presents Connor Laffertune until Jan. 27. In a work dedicated to his grandparents, family and elders, Connor reimagines a world where the true stories of colonization can be told. He seeks to unpack language, teachings and history while using both oral storytelling and traditional regalia. After six generations without fluent language speakers in his family, Connor seeks to understand the impacts of loss by speaking directly to his ancestors. Poor tout CEK2NOS's Pa Dyer, to all the words you never learned, dares to ask, how have our words changed us? He explores the ways in which colonization prevented the use of traditional language and dictated the use of the English language. He shares the traditional words they never learned and the ways they were forbidden to resist. The series of exhibitions presented in collaboration with Galerie du Nouvel Ontario can be viewed at Place des Arts until January 27, 2024. Sudbury Music Festival registrations. January 31st deadline. Sudbury Music Festival has issued a friendly reminder that registrations will be open until 11:59 p.m., January 31st. The 2024 Sudbury Music Festival, formerly the Kiwanis Music Festival of Sudbury, will be held April 4 to 14, with a final concert taking place on April 29. Participants will once again have the opportunity to gather in person and experience each other's performances live, carrying on a 77-year tradition. Contact Festival Coordinator Louis C. Mao at 416-532-8209 or info.sudburymusicfestival@gmail.com for all inquiries and volunteer support opportunities. All relevant information, including the 2023 syllabus, is available at www.sudburymusicfestival.ca. Children's Grief Support Group. First session January 31st. Maison McCulloch Hospice is now offering free children's grief support groups for youth ages 8 to 12 who are struggling with the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close. This program is the only free children's grief support program in Northern Ontario of its kind. The program is led by a registered psychotherapist and registered social workers who are experienced in working with children and in grief services. The first session takes place 6:30 to 8 p.m. January 31st at Maison McCulloch Hospice. For more information, email tlessard@maisonsudburyhospice.org or phone 705-674-9252, ext. 253. Fire and Ice. Police vs. Fire Charity Hockey Game. February 1st. Enjoy an action-packed evening at the Sudbury Arena on February 1 with the Fire and Ice, Police vs. Fire Charity Hockey Game will see GSPS officers and GSFS firefighters face off on the ice, raising funds for the Neo Kids Foundation. Tickets are on sale now through the online Sudbury Arena box office. General admission is $15, admission for seniors is $10 and youth, under 12, is $5. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the game begins at 7 p.m. Five ticket holders will be randomly selected to participate in a shoot-to-win competition during the second intermission where someone could walk away with a brand new Ram truck from Doyle Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Tickets to the Fire and Ice, Police vs. Fire Charity Hockey Game are on sale now through the online Sudbury Arena box office, found here. TNO presents Le Cabaret de la Cellule d'Écritures. February 2-3. How can we repopulate theater stages, multiply and complicate the representation of actors on stage, make other voices and other spaces heard? It was with these questions in mind that the TNO developed Cellule d'Écritures, a theater laboratory where playwrights attempt to apprehend, grasp, feel and interact with what is at once a political, social, scientific and aesthetic issue. A space for creation and writing devoted to life's different possible paths, a place for questioning both stage and actor. These three new texts in development take to the stage in a series of public laboratories, allowing three writers in residence to produce and present excerpts from their new creations. This year, three feminist plays in progress are presented to an audience for the first time, in order to nourish the process of artists in Greater Sudbury. France UO, Mariana LaFrance and Caroline Reynaud are the Sudbury authors who will be presenting excerpts from their texts. The event runs February 2 and February 3 at 7:30 p.m. at Place des Arts. Purchase tickets online here. Afro Heritage Association's Black History Month Gala. February 3. Honor Black History Month February 3 with the Afro Heritage Association's annual Black Tie Gala. This year's theme is Empowering Change Through Dedicated Service, and the evening is a chance to celebrate Afro-Caribbean culture in Sudbury. The event will feature African and Caribbean food, a fashion show, a DJ and a live band, vendors and business showcases, as well as prizes and a silent auction and keynote speaker, Jennifer Bernard, President and CEO of Sick Kids Foundation. Held February 3 at the United Steelworkers Hall, 66 Brady Street, the Black Tie Gala Dinner begins at 6:30 p.m., but doors open at 5:30 p.m. Tickets are available at 73 Elm Street, NOBEEP office, or for online purchases, click here. Onapping Falls Winter Carnival, February 2-4. The Onapping Falls Winter Carnival runs Feb 2-4 this year. Enjoy family fun, including a snow sculpture contest, Miss Snowflake pageant, vintage snowmobile show, cornhole competition, cakewalk, poster contest, Mario Kart tournament, euchre tournament, and more. Adult carnival buttons cost $5 each at local businesses, and purchasers are entered into a draw for cash prizes. Visit the carnival's website for more information. Nickel City Sound Guest Night, February 4th. Join Nickel City Sound, Sudbury's award-winning women's barbershop chorus, for their guest night. Singers are needed. Guest night takes place February 4 from 7 to 9 p.m. at Lockerbie Composite School. Follow the signs to the auditorium. Learn about women's barbershop, sing with new friends, have a lot of fun. Visit www.nickelcitysound.ca. Walden Winter Carnival, Feb 8-11. The Walden Winter Carnival runs Feb 8-11. Events include kids' activities, a boot hockey tournament, pancake breakfast, cardboard box derby, snow sculpture contest, Valentine's cake decorating contest, and more. Buttons are on sale now for $5 at local businesses. Visit the carnival's website for more information. Art Show, February 10-11. Check out Winter Green, an art show celebrating summer and winter. Enjoy the art of Sue Lampinen, Cheryl Boyven, Astrid Colton, Deborah Lynn Ireland, Elizabeth Irvine, Ruth Reed, and Nicole Tranchamontane Roy. The event runs at Lampinen Fine Art and Custom Framing both February 10 and 11 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Art Gallery of Sudbury Offsite Exhibits, Winter 2024. Although the Art Gallery of Sudbury's main site at the Bell Mansion is currently closed for safety reasons, it continues to run off-site exhibits you can take in this winter. An exhibit by Francine Robillard at Sudbury Theatre Center runs through until March 14. I am inspired by walks in nature, insects, wildlife, flowers, and especially the moon, which is found in most of my pieces, said her artist statement. I like to work with dried flowers and vintage black and white photography. Art history has always fascinated me, and I enjoy exploring new and older style artists' techniques. I am a mixed-media artist. I work with alcohol inks, oil, acrylics, found objects, foliage, and yes, even insects. I returned to collage work during the lockdowns, posting art pieces from the Absurdist Collage Club prompts on Instagram, and have sold some of these pieces. Pierogies and Cabbage Rolls, Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Senior Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.